Iowa, which today has about the same number of hogs as it did 20 or 30 years ago, but we have very few producers left. The same thing is happening around the I-29 dairy corridor. We're actually losing at twice the rate as when we begin to recruit. We've had the initiative and referendum in South Dakota for 106 years. Now, the opponents will say that if you grant us this right, we'll be voting every week. We've had it for 106 years, and it's never been a problem so far. We should be able to vote on whether we want our property rights at risk. Study after study says that property rights, the property values diminish significantly. Every scientific study that I'm aware of, with one exception, and that's in Minnesota, and it was due entirely to a casino moving in, which increased the property values, shows that property values go down 10 to 40% and sometimes more, sometimes 90%. We did a workshop last weekend, and a woman said that they couldn't even sell their house. We have the right, we should have the right, I ask you for the right, to let us vote on whether we want to take the risk. Let us vote on whether we think this is good economic development. Let people vote on whether they believe that there are health risks to these or not. Now, there's scientific study after scientific study that says there are health risks. Do we want to take those risks? Do we want to destroy the quality of life so that people can't even sit out in their front yards or raise their windows? I talked to a man from Iowa. He said, I have not been able to raise my window for the last 8 years. When I walk to my barn, my clothes are soaked with the odor. My hat is soaked. He said, I can't sell my property. They've ruined my life. We should have the right, the sacred right, to vote on these issues. Now, you may not like this bill. You may have problems with this aspect or that aspect. I ask you to please amend it. Find a way that we can retain the right to vote on conditional use permits, whether it's for a juice bar or whether it's for a medical waste facility or whether it's for a feedlot. We should have a say in what our neighborhoods look like. Costs should not be shifted on to taxpayers without taxpayers having the right to vote on whether they want to take those risks. I thank you for your time, Madam Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Further proponents. Could I have an indication of show of hands how many more proponents there are? How many opponents there'll be? Okay, we'll try to get through. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Please identify yourself.
Good morning, Madam Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Matt Astaford. I represent the South Dakota chapter of the Sierra Club. And I just want to quickly, with response to the committee's time, say that that our members concur with most of the testimony that's been said already, and that we feel that this bill is a responsible step towards our state's democratic and agricultural future, and we urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further proponents? And would you sign in, gentlemen from the Sierra Club? Thank you so much. Further proponents? Seeing none, I'm going to take opponents, and then I will take rebuttal and then questions. Opponents to Senate Bill 205.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Steve Willard, a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Municipal League, and I'll confine my comments to the municipal portion of the bill. The changes that the proponents are seeking really affect both counties and cities, so we'd be the latter portion of the bill in 205, which has to do with that part that begins with section 4, the 920-19 be amended to read as follows. So it would be that latter part of the bill affects the cities. For our purposes, I think we agree with the proponents that all power at the local level derives from the people, and wouldn't disagree in any fashion. But the people also vest their representatives to make decisions on their behalf. And they do that for a couple of different reasons and in a couple of different ways. You've got statutory language that defines legislative decisions, administrative decisions. They're defined as an ordinance or as a resolution. The bill, as proposed to you this morning, has got in its last section, and I'll call your attention to page 3, beginning on line 2, essentially any ordinance, resolution, amendment, or motion adopted by a governing board would be referable. Now, they mentioned that the initiative and referendum process was created in 1898. In 1903, This body made the decision to go ahead and distinguish between administrative and legislative decisions, and they did that because a lot of decisions you don't want to be referable, and not because anyone is trying to hide anything or because there's anything that's devious that's taking place or any rights are being taken away. You do that just for sheer efficiency. Just as this legislature creates its own body of rules, in any given municipality you do the same thing. You've got decisions that would involve paying the bills, change orders, maintaining of the facilities. In Pier, we have a controversy every year because the city comes out and trims the height of the trees above the sidewalk to a certain level. Those are decisions that we don't want to take to the vote because those city commissioners have been given power by the people, and along with that power comes the responsibility to do the people's bidding. And along with that comes an assumption on the people that they're going to make the right decisions in some of those decisions that are smaller. So for just sheer efficiency and for sheer expediency, we've given that body the ability to make some decisions that we don't require a referendum. I'm not sure that if you went ahead and adopted the bill as drafted, one thing you'd be doing is overturning what's about 100 years of court and legislative history, not only in South Dakota, but an awful lot of other state statutes that we brought in by reference. But the distinction is clear. The distinction is intentional. If you drafted it, if you adopted this today, you would increase our cost. You would decrease our efficiency. It would be an insult to those city commissioners who labor night and day trying to do the best they can for their communities, because you've essentially put them in a position where every decision, and literally every decision that they make, because they're all incorporated by reference to the ordinance, resolution, amendment, or motion, every decision they make is referable. And that's not good government. That's taking us a couple of steps backwards. No right to vote has been taken away. The citizens retain the right to vote on ordinances. The citizens still have the ability to bring those ordinances to the vote of the people. The process by which we adopt them is different. There's a little bit more scrutiny. There's a little bit more notice. There's two hearings, not one hearing. We've created a distinction for a reason, and that distinction's a good one. And for those reasons and a lot of others, we would encourage you to vote no on Senate Bill 205. And, Madam Chairman, I'll remain for questions.
Thank you. We are running out of time. My intention was to take this bill today, but I want to make sure it has a very fair hearing. I think I will postpone this until Wednesday further action. At that time, I will take opponents to the bill. I will offer rebuttal and then questions. And I do thank you for coming. If there's anyone who can't be here Wednesday that is an opponent of the bill, please let me know. Senator Klocek.
Would it be possible? I have two proponents that weren't able to come today. Would you allow their testimony very briefly?
I will allow very brief testimony as a courtesy to you, Senator
thank
Klocek,
you
on
much.
Wednesday. We will take it up the first bill. Thank you. Thank you, Senator Kustra. If there is not, if that meets the committee's approval, I am going to request a motion for adjournment.
So move.
It's been moved by Senator Klocek, seconded by Senator Gray. Discussion on that motion, hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We are adjourned. I do thank the Nurses Association for sitting through our meeting today. We've enjoyed having you very much, and we are adjourned.